92nd Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week's topic is the simple point that social interaction drives happiness in human beings. And when I think about this topic and the weekend I've had, it rings true. So much so that I got to go to see my father, who I've talked about in weeks past, who was diagnosed with leukemia and has just a short time to live. And so I got to spend not only his 60th anniversary for he and my mother with them this weekend, but also what could potentially be his last Father's Day with him, which was just so rewarding and so amazing. And he was feeling as good as he had since he's been diagnosed with the disease, which has been the last couple of months. And he was himself, and it was just an amazing experience. So this whole idea of social interaction, again, when it's a quality interaction, is incredible. So Sunday, I woke up. I had breakfast with him, and I had a flight around noontime. So I got a nice breakfast and a nice farewell, and got, again, that benefit of spending Father's Day with him. And then I jumped on a flight and went to Denver. And I assumed that when I got to Denver, I was picking up a rental car and driving the 2 hours to get to Vail, and my family would be there. But by the time I would get in there, it was probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So I knew I'd see my family, but I didn't know how much time I'd have with them because, you know, they go to bed fairly early, and that would have been a challenge. Well, as I walk out from the gate at the airport, and I get to where, sort of what I'll call the general population, right? Once you get beyond the security checkpoint, I see these two girls holding these fluorescent green signs. And as I get closer, I realize that these two girls are my two girls. And my wife is standing with them, and they all have big smiles on their face, and they're screaming my name. I think, wow, this is absolutely incredible, right? They came to get me. I had no idea they were going to be there. And they looked at me and they said, "Daddy, we want to make sure we got some time with you, and we're going to take you to dinner." So we went to a nice dinner with the four of us. It was incredible. And then from there we drove home. And when on the ride home, it was the most fun I've ever had a car ride with them. We're singing songs. We're having just a great time. It was just an incredible experience. And you know, when we talk about social interaction, I just kept pinching myself, saying, you know, look where I am. I'm in my favorite place, which is Colorado, and I'm in the mountains, and I've got these wonderful people around me, my family, who would think enough to come out and drive, over 2 hours out to come and get me, and then have to drive 2 hours back. But they did it, and they did it for me, and they did it for Father's Day, and it made it an incredible, incredible event, and something that, candidly, I'll never forget for the rest of my life. So I think this point again about social interaction driving happiness, there's no, they could have bought me the biggest present I could ever imagine, and nothing would have compared to what they did for me. And so it is true around social interaction. And we'll take a deeper dive there tomorrow and get into some of the science behind it. But, I think that's just one of those opportunities in life, or blessings in life, I should say, that really lets you see how important, the people around you truly are. If you know anyone that can benefit from this message, please send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to take a deeper dive into this idea of social interaction and what it does for your happiness. But for today, just take a step back and appreciate the family that you have, the people closest to you. Hopefully you've got a good relation with them, and a good relationship with them and everybody gets along. And if you have that, just truly step back and appreciate what you do have, because there is nothing more important in your life than your immediate family. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.